Jean Klein has submitted three very good questions. They're complicated, so I'm going to address them in three separate audio tracks. Well, the first question is, outside of standard tests, mammograms, scans, MRI, etc., what other dependable ways can we find out if we have cancer besides thermography? These are very pertinent questions. First, let's talk about mammograms. Unfortunately, mammograms actually cause cancer. In a lot of countries, they've outlawed them for use below the age of 50, the theory being that even though they cause cancer, if you're only doing it to older women, the probability of the cancer actually getting into full swing before they die is less. But that's not the biggest problem with mammograms. The biggest problems are, depending on whose statistics you believe, there's between a 12 and a 46% false negative. So, you go in for a mammogram, they crush the breast, that causes cancer. They use radiation, that causes cancer. But because it doesn't actually go down to the chest wall, they miss any cancer that's close to the chest wall. So you walk away thinking, great, I've had my mammogram, I'm clear, I don't have cancer, when in fact you actually do. The other problem, which is probably more damaging, is that they very often give a false positive. And that results in biopsies, and biopsies not only can spread cancer, they can actually cause cancer, because anytime you do an injury to the body, it sets up an inflammatory process which has a possibility of causing cancer. Additionally, it sets you up for treatment that may be completely unnecessary. So mammograms, from my point of view, anybody that does a mammogram should be put in prison for endangering the life of patients. There is an alternative. It's called elastography. You'll have to research it on the internet, find out who in your area does it. But elastography measures the rigidity of the tissue in the breast, and it goes all the way down to the chest wall. The fascinating thing about this is it is more accurate than a biopsy in determining whether any lump that is found is benign or malignant. Consequently, if you have elastography done, then a biopsy is completely ridiculous. You should not do it, and it reduces the rate of spread of the cancer. Mammograms are a really bad choice. Don't ever do a mammogram. Self-examination is just about as accurate as a mammogram. And if you are trained in how to do self-examination, you're going to get about as good a result as a mammogram. There's another very interesting effect. Now, I'm not saying that this is a substitute for other testing, but it's something that you can do at home. We found early on that patients who had breast cancer have additional blood flow in that breast. Consequently, it blocks light. So if you take a high power flashlight and you put it under one breast, you'll see that the light will penetrate normally almost up to the top of the breast if you're in a dark room. If you put it under the other breast and it doesn't penetrate as far or it penetrates further, there's a probability that you have additional vascularization, which may very possibly be related to breast cancer. And at that point in time, I would recommend that you find somebody that does the elastography process. Avoid mammograms. Don't ever, ever, ever submit to a biopsy. That will spread it immediately throughout the body.